commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I'm not sure if this qualifies as current news or current events, but I find the story fascinating and wanted to share it with you. There are still places on Earth where it's possible to be in total isolation. In the U.S., it's hard, but not impossible, to be completely off the grid. You could live in the deep woods and almost never have contact with anyone. Even someone living there might still head into town for supplies or in case of emergency. But 3 weeks ago in Brazil, members of the Anishinaabe tribe emerged from the jungles near the Invira River. This is a group of people that has had no communication with the outside world. It's been captured on video and in photographs, men in loincloths and distinctive facial markings coming out into the open for the first time. As best we know, this is a tribe of about 80 people living as hunter-gatherers. They catch fish, they eat wild berries. We think they hunt with spears and poisoned darts. The video is fascinating. They approach Brazilian government workers and are curious about the camp that the workers are living in. They take a machete, determining right away that that would be useful. They are curious about a hand towel. They're not sure what that's used for. They have had contact with us only once or twice in the deep woods, and it's been negative. Illegal loggers and drug cartels are invading their space. In Brazil and Peru, the drug dealers flee into the jungle, hide out for a few days, and then make their way back using GPS devices. A group that tracks indigenous people in South America says within the last year, the Anishinaabe were attacked by drug dealers, their elders were killed, and their village was set on fire. The only outside contact with the civilized world for them introduced the flu to the tribe, and it has been deadly. We sometimes joke about third world problems. I don't have cell phone service in the Northwoods. Well, this is a first world problem. A group that existed for generations on its own is having civilization close in on them. Things will change for the Anishinaabe forever. They probably have no idea that their world is coming to an end in the very near future.